It's time for Green Visions, a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. KMD's Adam Reinhardt has a conversation with UMD Assistant Professor Randall Hansen, the co-director of the program in Environment and Sustainability.
Today, we are joined by Randall Hansen, co-director of the Environment and Sustainability Program at UMD and director of the UMD Land Lab. How are you doing today, Randy?
I'm good. Thank you.
Awesome. So I thought I would start off just if you give us a little bit of a rundown as to what is the UMD Land Lab? How did it all start?
Well, the UMD Land Lab is a group of people, both on campus and in the community, that collaborate on activities around sustainable agriculture and community-based food systems, but seen within the context of sustainability of our food, water, energy, and biodiversity. So what we do is serve as a university farm where more than 1,000 students annually come out for exploration and participation in events and courses and so forth. We're a community food systems incubator, where we have a number of community organizations that have projects on site that with the Duluth Public School System, the Intertribal Agriculture Council, and many others to, you know, bring people to the farm and also to bring community-based activities to our students. And then finally, we're a research farm where a number of action research projects are being carried out. And the one that I'm most involved in is how do we help our institutions become leaders in the sustainable transition that we all need to make and that we're trying to do so. And so the Land Lab plays a kind of entrepreneurial role in that, especially with dining services, where we've partnered with them to grow maybe 25 tons of produce annually in organic fashion, work with students who work out there and learn about sustainability and so forth, and then help dining services move towards a capacity to serve whole foods once again, which means helping their personnel integrate that, purchasing new equipment that facilitate fresh local food, and expanding their facilities to support longer-term storage. And, you know, these are all activities which are generally of interest to institutions, whether they're higher education or healthcare or public schools or daycares or elder cares, you know, institutions that are trying to figure out how to provide better health and contribute in a better way to our environment and really use all of becoming healthier as a way to have more robust economies.
Produce that's produced on the Land Lab, that goes directly from the field process and then is served to UMD students in the dining center. Is that right?
Correct.
And so there's also an element there that food doesn't have to travel as far to reach its consumer. So,
sure.
So there's a value in that. Is that a replicatable? You were kind of touching on a little bit about how this is a model that applies to a lot of different institutions. Is something like that the goal, or at least you're testing if it's a possible future for other institutions to kind of implement this?
Sure. You know, this is really the challenge of our time. How do we change our human infrastructure, our food, our water, our energy, our transportation, and our housing to have a less of an ecological footprint and to think of that human relationship to the natural world as a space of making things better in the doing? In other words, you know, organic farming is about growing the soil, making it better every year. And that renewable ethos is at the heart of what our society has to do if we're serious about sustainability. And so, yeah, it's a general aspiration, I think, of most of our institutions, frankly. You know, it brings up a broader issue. You talked about food miles, and you're right. Most of our food, right, has an average 1,500 miles from production to plate. Part of what we're trying to do is rebuild place-based systems for food and agriculture, but also for energy and so forth, where we're trying to foster a bioregional approach in many cases that, again, allows for citizens to make the choices about what the benefits and burdens are and use that activity as economic development and really move from this more abstract notion of integrating all of the planet's ecosystems into a single market system to one where we think of, well, to what extent can we get our needs met closer to home in a bioregional sense?
And so along those lines there, you're bringing UMD students through internships or through volunteering opportunities to sort of take part in this more non-traditional form of education for this more non-traditional approach to a future. How are these students gaining value or what are they taking away from this experience that is going to be important in the in the changing world?
Well, I would actually frame it a little different. I think this is traditional.
Sure. Yeah.
Traditional knowledge. And we live in a time where we've been de-skilled by many of the sort of general workings of our society. Most of us don't know how to garden anymore or to grow food, or we certainly don't have tangible relationships to energy and making choices about transportation and so forth. And so I think we've had this blip in time that was powered by fossil fuels to replace a lot of things. And so here we are trying to figure out how we reskill ourselves and make better choices, again, relative to our health, future generations, the natural world, the economic viability of our community, and so forth.
So bringing it back to the plants in the ground part of the Land Labs operation, it's warming up here in Duluth, and I imagine that you guys are looking towards putting some food in the ground. What's the next step here? What do you guys have planned for this early spring?
Well, Kevin Morris is our farm manager, and Kevin has been starting and managing thousands, tens of thousands of seedlings, and that will ramp up all the way until late May. And our rotation system, we have 10 fields at the Land Lab, part of a five-year plan. So we've got sort of everything mapped out and where cover cropping versus where different plant families will be cultivated this year. And so, weather permitting, we will be planting onions first and then brassica. And in our region, it's a little bit of a gamble, and maybe even more than a little bit, to put out things like tomatoes and peppers and squash and so forth until around May, or I'm sorry, at where we at, June 4th or 5th. That's sure. Usually the last frost. So then, you know, we'll be
full
busy
steam.
as bees for several weeks getting everything in the ground.
Kind of along that. Do you guys take volunteers for around that time of year?
We do.
How does that work? How do you staff it?
So from basically 9 to 5 or 6 or sometimes longer, if you're interested in early June to come out and help plant, we have a number of people working during those times and really love to have volunteers. And yeah, that's all available. You can find that at our website on campus at d.umn.edu/UMD Land Lab.
And there's a Facebook too. You guys update
yep.
periodically.
UMD yeah. Land Lab. You can always contact us on Facebook as well.
Before we get going here, as an educator, obviously, you have your own takeaways from this. And I'd be interested to know what's your greatest experience or what is your biggest takeaway from this project? What has allowed you to do as a university professor that you might not have otherwise thought possible?
Well, I think, you know, lessons learned, you know, change is hard mm-hmm. and it's never perfect. And helping institutions change is a complicated, nonlinear process. And so I think we've learned some important lessons on how that works, and it's been really interesting. The students that I work with, when they're my age, in their 50s, they're going to experience a very different world, according to the scientists. We need to take that change, environmental and climate change, seriously and build knowledge in institutions that can avert the worst case scenarios. And so, you know, frankly, I feel lucky that I have been able to help a whole bunch of young people learn about all of that and hopefully plant the seed that wherever they go, that they think it's normal to want to change institutions for the better so that ourselves and future generations can thrive. And it's not just an academic enterprise.
Yeah.
You know, we need to build these institutions. And so that's been rewarding. Like I say, I feel very lucky that I've been able to help that happen.
Well, thank you so much, Randy. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
KMD's Adam Reinhardt having a conversation with UMD Assistant Professor Randall Hansen, the co-director of the Program in Environment and Sustainability here at UMD. Today's Green Visions on KMD was made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.